It's good，
And
算
all
是
the
好的。
time，
人永远是好的。
Isn't the color amazing out there this morning?
外面的秋色是不是很美？
Man, so now I'll be driving down the road and say, "Look over there, there's a beautiful one."
我太太开车的时候常常告诉我，那边有好风景。
And we've truly been enjoying it.
我们非常的享受这个北国的秋天。
In the youth group, we tell about something that God has done, and then we say, "Yay, God!"
我们在少年团契里面，我们说神好的时候，我们就说哎，God。
So I think this morning the whole congregation ought to say, "Yay, God!" because of all the color.
所以我们今天早上也为神来欢呼，因为他赏赐给我们美好的秋色。
Are you ready?
准备好了吗
Yay, God!
？Yay, God。
Well, we had an interesting experience last night at Hope Ministries.
昨天我们到这个希望这个Hope Ministry 啊，这个
Betsy counted 31 that went.
Beg your pardon？
Betsy counted 31 people that went.
哦，昨天我们教会有31位去参加这个济贫的机构。
You like their hairdos? So they got to serve food to people who live there and people who are homeless.
我们到那边去给这些无家可归的人请他们吃饭。
And you would have been proud of your teens last night there if you weren't there.
如果你是青少年的父母，他们你的孩子去年昨天有去那里，你们应该是为他们感到非常的骄傲。
They're talking to a guy right here. You can't see him because we're not allowed to put pictures of residents up there, but they're not just talking to themselves.
就像这个，他们是在跟这其中一位无家可归的人谈话，因为我们照那边的规定，我们不能够照他们的脸。
So the teens had the privilege of serving the food.
青少年们能够有这样的特权，可以在那里为他们服务。
But the parents did the hard work of preparing the food.
但是父母
You
亲们。
prepared it too? Okay, the teens prepared it too, some of them.
父母亲跟这个青少年们在背后要做很多的饭食。
And so it's great to be able to share the love of Christ in this way with people in our community.
所以我们很高兴能够在我们现在这个所住居住的社区里面，跟这些比较不幸的人一起来分享基督的爱。
And I'd like to show my appreciation to all the ones who are involved by just giving a clap for them.
我借这个机会来谢谢所有在参加。及支持这个活动的大人跟青少年们。
Well, we've been talking about adjusting our attitudes.
过去几次我的讲道都是跟我们的态度有关系。
And Ephesians chapter 4, verses 22 and 23 says, You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, to be made new in the attitude of your minds.
我们被教导了，你要对你的，这个是以弗所书第四章22到23节，这边说的，Is this out of the script?
Yes. Oh, no. I didn't give that to Jerry. He didn't have that, so that's my
No
fault.
wonder.
It's my fault. You catch on a little bit. All right. So then, these are some of the topics that we have covered.
所以我们过去曾经谈到好几个跟人的心态有关的这些主题。
So I'm wondering, is anybody getting a bad attitude about this series of sermons on attitudes?
所以不晓得你们对我讲这个所谓心态的系列有没有坏的心态？
Well, one of the quotes that I've liked and I've used every time is this. It's not what happens to you that really matters. What really matters is your attitude towards what happens.
我常常想讲的一句就是，不管什么事，不是因为什么事情发生在你的身上，而是你对那件事情所反应的态度。
And I came across a couple of more quotes on attitudes this week. Here they are.
所以这礼拜我又看到了一些关于跟心态有关的这些名言。
First one says, attitudes are contagious. Is yours worth catching?
第一个是说，心态就好像是会传染的细菌一样，你的心态是值得被别人拿过去借用的吗？
And a second one says, a bad attitude is like a flat tire. If you don't change it, you'll never go anywhere.
另外一个人说，心态坏的这个心态就好像是一个爆胎的轮胎，如果你不换它的话，你到哪也走不到去。
So let's start by doing a little game called Name That Attitude.
所以我们来想一想有哪些心态是不好的心态。
And there can be more than one right answer to these.
而且这个答案是有可能有好几个。
So I'll show you the picture, you decide what attitude you think it is.
好，我就用。
And he guesses.
看到这个孩子，你看到他的心态是什么？
Does that look a little bit like revenge to you?
好像是要报复。
How about this one? I said this is more like...Attitude of reverence.
这个好像是敬畏。
What about this one? Some of you agree with me on that one? Frustration.
这个是很沮丧。
What about this one? I said anger.
这个是生气。
And what about this one?That's what I said too, is rejoicing.
这是快乐，高兴。
Well, I want to tell you about three situations, and they all have to do with blaming other people.
今天要谈三个情况，三种情况都是跟这个怪罪别人有关的。
First situation goes all the way back to when I was young. That's a long time ago.
第一个情况是我很久以前我比较年轻的时候。
How many of you have heard of Flip Wilson? Any of you?
有没有人听过这个人叫做 Flip Wilson?
Well, back in the 70s, he was very popular, he's a comedian, and he talked about a preacher's wife who went out and bought a dress.
在大概70年代的时候是一个喜剧演员。他有一次提到讲一个牧师太太的故事，这个牧师太太出去买了一件衣服。
And her husband, the pastor, was not happy about it at all.
这个牧师看他太太买了这件衣服就并不是很高兴。
And so he confronted her, and in reply, she said, the devil made me do it.
这个太太，那先生来问他说，为什么你要买这件衣服的时候，他就说是魔鬼使我买它的。
So if you've heard that phrase, it's very likely it goes back to Flip Wilson and his little story. It's a common phrase we hear yet today.
所以你如果常常听到说这个是撒旦叫我做的或什么，你就知道这个是从 Flip Wilson 开始的。
But the devil made me do it. Is that really true?
但我们如果仔细想一想，我们是不是因为撒旦在我们心中使我们做的呢？
So we have situation number two. We have a boy and a girl.
第二个情形是有一个男孩子跟一个女孩子。
He was teasing her more than he should have.
这个男孩子就嘲笑这个女孩子。
She finally got mad and slapped him across the face.
这女孩子最后受不了了，就打这个男孩子一个巴掌。
She said, "You jerk, leave me alone."
她说：“你这个混球，少碰我，少惹我。”
And when she was asked about it, she said.It wasn't my fault. He made me mad.
让人家问他为什么你要打这个男孩子，他说，这不是我的错，是因为他这个男的让我生气。
Is that really true?
这是真的吗？
Situation number three.
第三个情形。
This man had a terrible temper.
有一个人他脾气很坏。
The least thing could set him off, and he would literally destroy people and end things by his anger.
他因为他的这个易怒容易发怒，也造成很多的问题。
He's confronted about it. He said, "I can't help it. My grandfather was this way, and my father was this way. I can't help it."
人家问他为什么会这样子，他就说我没有办法，我祖父是这样子，我爸爸也是这样子。
I inherited it. It's not my fault.
所以这是我从他们遗传下来的，这不是我的错。
Is that really true?
这是真的吗？
So as you can see in the bulletin, I titled my sermon, "It's not my fault."
所以今天的我的讲题就是这个所常常听到的，这不是我的错。
And someone said, "If you don't like me, it's not my fault. There's clearly something wrong with you."
我们也常常听到说，如果你不喜欢我，那不是我的错，那是因为一定是你的问题。
And I remember all the way back to when I was very young, people telling me, "If you point one finger at someone else, you're pointing 1, 2, 3 fingers back at yourself."
当我年轻的时候，人家常这样讲说，当你拿着手指去指别人的时候，你另外三个手指指的是自己。
So how many of you in the last 7 days has said, "It's not my fault"?
所以要问大家，过去7天里面有哪些人，曾经有这样的念头或说出来过，这不是我的错。
It would be interesting to see how many times in one day we hear that.
我们可以自己回想一下。老实的回想一下，我们甚至在一天之内有几次用到这个词。
So、if you'd like to take notes as we go along this morning, on the back of the bulletin is a fill-in if you'd like to do that.
所以在今天的这个程序表的后面有一个讲章的大纲你可以使用。
So in our life we have many, many choices, but this morning we're going to talk about 2 choices that we have when something goes wrong.
今天我们要特别讲到有两个，我们可以做两个选择，当事情不顺利的时候。
And our first choice is, I will blame others because after all, it's not my fault.
第一个选择是我们可以选择去去归罪给别人，因为那不是我的错。
How many of you like people who are always blaming others? Any of you like people who are always blaming other people?
你有没有喜欢一个人，他常常把过失推给别人
？Some of us might have to think about them that maybe we don't like ourselves if we're always blaming other people.
也许我们就是那样的人。
Back when I graduated from college, I got a job as a cost accountant in a business.
我就想到当我大学毕业的时候，我拿到了一份工作，是到一个公司里面去做会计。
And there was a man there in shipping and receiving who would never admit that he was wrong. Never. I mean, I'm not exaggerating. I never heard him admit that he was wrong.
我记得公司里面有一个人，他有这个特性，就是他绝对不会承认他的错误。
He could have the inventory in black and white right here on paper and show it to him, and he would never admit it was his fault that he counted wrong. He'd just walk away.
当我把这个存货的数量个计算以后，写在白纸黑字上面告诉他，他还是不愿意承认，他就走开了。
How many of you ever worked with somebody like that or been around somebody like that?
你的生活圈子里面有没有碰过这种人
？They're not very popular, are they?
死不认错，这种人通常是不太受欢迎。
Well, first question we're going to ask is who blames others?
So 我们要看的第一个是谁。会去怪罪别人。
How many of you ever blame somebody else?
你有没有自己去怪罪过别人
？And we all should say, "I blame others."
所以答案是我们都曾经这样子做。
So that was pretty easy. Let's look at the second question: Whom or what do we blame?
第二个是我们要去怪罪的通常是什么，还有怪罪谁？
If you go back to Genesis chapter 3, look at verse 12, the first part of verse 12.
让我们看看刚刚所读过的创世纪三章。
In reply to God's question, Adam said, "The woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree, and I ate it."
当神问亚当说：“你为什么知道自己赤身肉体的时候？”亚当说：“是你所赐给我的那个女人，她把果子给我吃的。”So
who's the first person Adam blamed?
所以亚当找的替罪羊是谁？
His wife. This woman that you gave me. Okay, so we blame people, don't we?
所以第一个是，我们把罪过推给别人。And
the list is very long. We blame spouses, we blame parents, we blame children.
所以我们可以把这些过错推给我们的配偶，推给我们的父母，推给我们的小孩。
We blame siblings, we blame friends, we blame neighbors.
我们的亲兄弟姐妹，朋友，邻居。
We even blame people at church, at work, at school, and of course politicians.
当然我们也怪罪我们的教会里的朋友，我们的同事，我们的同学，当然最后还推给这些政客。
Let's go back to situation number two that I told you where the girl slapped a guy.
刚刚我说到第二个情形是那个女孩子打了那个男孩子一个耳光。When
she said he made me mad, you know what she's really saying?
当这个女孩说那个男孩子让我感到很生气，她这个女孩真正在说什么？
She's really saying that he forced me to do this. I had no choice except to get mad.
事实上，她还在讲的就是说这个男的是。 强迫我做这件事，强迫我来打他。Is
that really true?
这是真的吗？
This means no. This means yes. It's not really true, is it?
事实上不是这样子。Going
back to what I spoke on the last time I spoke, is we have a choice of whether we're going to react or whether we're going to respond.
记不记得上次我讲到的题目是我们是要。 及时的反应还是我们要正确的反应?
And if we say that, what we're really saying is that other people control our lives.
当我们说我们不得不骂他或打他的时候，我们事实上在讲说是让我们让别人来控制我们的生活。
And if we as Christians, if that's the case, we're headed for big trouble because if anyone other than God controls us, we're headed for big problems.
如果我们同意这样的讲法的话，那我们就有问题了。因为如果你是一个基督徒，你应该是被神所掌管，而不是被别人所掌管或操纵。Going
back to situation number three, when the man blamed his father.
刚刚第三个情形是那个人老是说他的祖父、他的爸爸就是那个样子，所以他也不能改。Who
learned it from his father? Who probably learned it from his father? We don't know how far back it goes.
当然，我们不知道他要追溯到前面多少代。That
may actually be true, but that doesn't excuse it.
也许他所说的这个遗传是有一些原因，但是不应该成为他的借口。And
rather than make excuses, we need to do something about it.
不要用这些借口来搪塞，我们必须要有正确的回应。
In fact, it's probably time that this generational cycle is broken by God's power.
事实上，对这个第三个情形里面所讲的这位仁兄来说，可能这个是他打破这个恶性循环的一个最好的时机。That
one actually comes pretty close to home for me.
我自己也跟，就是说这个经历，跟我自己所真正碰到的很相近。Because
my father had a bad temper.
就比如说，我的父亲他的脾气就不好。And
I never knew it from one time to the next if he was going to blow up or whether he was not.
所以有时候我无法预测他下一步他会，会不会暴跳如雷或是怎么样，我不晓得。And
I saw the same thing developing in my life.
然后我又看到我有同样的这个问题在我的生命里面。And
I just prayed to ask God if He would give me the ability to break that cycle.
所以当我看到自己身上有这样的情形的时候，我就向主祷告说，让我能够求他帮助我，让我能够打破这个恶性循环。
Not by blaming my father and excusing it, but saying I have a responsibility for this, and when I blow up and become angry, then I need to do something about it with God's help.
就是不把我的生气或是我无法控制生气这样的事情推到我爸爸的身上，而是说要我自己来承担，自己来掌控我自己的生命。
And I give God the praise in this, but He has helped me with that. I'm not perfect, but I've come a long ways, and I thank God for it.
我感谢神的经过长期的努力，我比较能够有好的控制力。
Well, we see Adam blame someone else besides Eve.
然后我们也看到亚当刚刚回上帝的那句话里面，不光是怪罪他的太太，他的妻子。
Look at the first part of verse 12 again.
我们看看第十二节第一句话说的，亚当说的。
Adam said, "The woman you put here with me."
他说是这个你所给我的这个女人，是你所给我的。
So now who's he blaming?
所以事实上，他就是把这个罪
He's blaming God.
推给神。
That's far more common than we like to admit.
我们看到亚当这种情形，事实上也常常发生在我们的身上。
God, you could have given me different parents.
我们会说，神啊，你为什么不给我不一样的父母
？Or God, you could have given me different kids.
给我不一样的小孩子。
You're in control. You decided this, not me. You could have changed it.
为什么你当年不？改变这个状况呢？因为你不是什么事情都是你所掌控的吗
？And there are more things we blame God for that a couple will come back to in a few minutes.
所以我们常常也是直接间接的来把这个错罪过推给神。
And in verse 13, we see what Eve said.
然后在第十三节，我们看到夏娃的回答。
She said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate."
这个夏娃回答说：“是那蛇引诱我，我就吃了。”
So whom did Eve blame?
所以他的替罪羔羊是这个蛇。
The serpent, which of course was Satan or the devil, whichever title you prefer to use.
这个蛇在圣经里面，《创世纪》里面讲的就是撒旦，或是这个恶者。
So let's go back to situation number one that Flip Wilson talked about with the pastor's wife who said, "The devil made me buy this dress."
所以我们再回到第一个情形，这个牧师的太太说，是撒旦叫我买这个衣服的。
Does the devil make us do anything?
你觉得是撒旦真的叫他买这件衣服吗
？The devil tempts us. He tries to get us to wrong, but does he make us do anything else?
我们记清楚，撒旦是可以来引诱我们，但是是撒旦让我们或叫我们去做这件坏事的吗
？The only way I know of where Satan makes you do something if you're demon possessed.
我所认知的是，当只有一种情形是撒旦一定对吧？撒旦会让你做某件事情的。的时候，那是那唯一的情形是撒旦，当你被鬼附了。
So when he tempts us, it's our own choice whether to say yes to that temptation or to say no to that temptation.
所以我们是可以逃避的，我们是可以向这个引诱说不的。
And then when we're confronted, we often do like Eve and pass the blame.
我们常常要把这个错误。推给别人。
We also can blame our circumstances.
我们也常常把错误推到我们的周遭的环境。
Oh, if only I was born in a different country.
或者说我们生长的这个国家，小时候生长的国家不一样。
Or if I just would have different parents, then I would have been okay.
我们的父母亲塑造我们这样子。
The neighborhood I grew up in, man, has a mess. That's the reason I messed up today.
或者我生长的小时候生长的这个社区的环境
，or the school I went to, for the opportunities I missed. On and on the list goes.
或者是我们上的这个学校的环境。
What's interesting is that the people who could have used these things as excuses, many people have turned out to do amazing things.
但是我们所看到的是，也有很多人在这样不好的环境里面，他们仍然，做得很好。
And of course, we blame our genes. I'm not talking about blue genes here. Talk about your DNA.
然后我们也常常讲。或者推给我们的家庭啊，说这是我们遗传因子的啊原因。
I can't help it. I inherited it. God made me this way.
我们生来就是这个样子，神造我就是这个样子，所以。
So therefore, I'm not responsible for my actions.
所以我可以不需要对我所做的来负责。
And that's a huge problem in the United States today, if you haven't noticed.
啊，这是我们在美国今天面对的一个很大的问题。
And so if something happens and I blame you, and not only do I blame you, but I sue you and take all the money I can get from you.
我们不但要推责任给别人，还要告他们，从他们身上捞不少的钱。
And of course, don't ever expect me to change, because I was born this way.
或者是不可能来要求我做任何的改变，因为我生来就是这样子。
Well,Ask yourself, who or what are you blaming today for your choices, your bad choices in your lot in life?
所以我们来自己问自己，我们常常在推把我们的这些问题推给什么样的人？
Well, why do we blame others?
或者是为什么我们要把它推给别人？
So you have a situation, a brother and sister are fighting.
这边有一个这样的情形，就是孩子，比如说弟兄们在吵架。
So mom or dad comes into the room and says to the girl, "Why did you hit your brother?"
跟姐姐讲说，为什么你打你的弟弟
？He hit me first.
小孩子说，他先动手的。
You know what we're trying to do? We're trying to avoid punishment that might happen.
因为我们这样，孩子们这样做，是因为他们要逃避惩罚。
It's also part of our sinful nature ever since Adam and Eve sinned.
但这我们是从始祖亚当夏娃就生来就有这样的罪性。
Because it makes us feel better, at least for a little while.
因为你当把责任推给别人的时候，你也会觉得比较舒服。
If we blame others, it's like, well, I'm not so bad after all.
你也会觉得我没有这么坏。
And what are the results when we blame other people?
但是当我们把事情推给别人的时候，会有什么样的下场或结果？
Well, at first, there might be a sense of relief and things are better and it's okay.
第一个是，当我们把它推给别人的时候，也许你会感觉到说事情会比你想象的要好。
But in the long run, for either the one, either us or the other person, a lot of things can happen.
但是长期来看，不管是我们或是我们所讲的那个人，都会受影响。
Can result in a lot of anger.
第一个是会有很多的这个气。
Revenge. I'm going to make them pay.
第二个是要报复。
Can develop into hatred for another person.
第三个是你跟别人中间有了仇恨
，and hostility，
或者是针锋相对
，broken relationships，
跟那个人的关系就受到了亏损
，and of course God's punishment，
最后还有神的责罚。
Adam and Eve were banished from the garden.
亚当夏娃就再也回不到伊甸园里去。
God told them that they would have to earn their living by hard work.
神也诅咒他们，他们必须要汗流满面才能够糊口。
Women would experience a lot of pain in childbirth.
女人生孩子要经历惨痛。
When David sinned with Bathsheba and then murdered her husband.
看到旧约里面大卫王犯了奸淫罪，杀了这个拔示巴的丈夫。
And hadn't confessed it. Here's how he describes what he went through.
当大卫在神面前忏悔的时候，我们看到诗篇里面他这样子写。
He said, when I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long, for day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was sapped as in the heat of summer. Selah.
中文翻译说，我闭口不认罪的时候，因终日哀哼而骨头枯干，黑夜白日你的手在我身上沉重，而我的精液耗尽，如同夏天的干旱。
So notice his bones wasted away.
我们看到他的骨头枯干。
Actually had physical suffering.
可见他有可能身上有一些痛苦疾病。
He was groaning all day long.
他终日呻吟。
And then his strength was sapped.
他的力量流失。
So we need to ask ourselves the questions. Or the question, is this really what we want in our lives?
所以我们要问自己，这是我们所要的生活吗？
Is that how we want to face each day?
这是我们要每天面对的这样的生命吗？
Do we have another choice?
我们有没有另外一个选择？
I'm glad to say we do. We can, instead of saying I will blame others, we can say I will take responsibility.
所以我很高兴跟大家分享说，是的，我们还有另外一个选择，就是我们要负起责任来。So
we need to quit making excuses.
我们要一开始，我们要不要再用借口。Turn
to the person next to you and tell them, no more excuses.
告诉你隔壁的人，别再使用借口。
Tell them, no more blaming.
告诉隔壁的人说，不要再把事情推给别人。You're
having way too much fun telling them that. This one, say for yourself, I am responsible for my choices.
第三个是我们要对我们自己说的，就是我们 要对我们的选择来负责。Let's
talk about responsibility for a minute.
我们看这个责任这个字。Responsibility
is a compound word. There are two parts to this word.
我们看到这个字可以拆成两个部分。第一个是反应，第二个是能力。We
have response plus ability.
我们有能力来反应。
And that equals, if you want to make an equation, the ability to choose my response.
也就是说，这两个字放在一起是，我们有能力来选择我们该如何反应。So,
since we have the responsibility to make the response, or we have the choice to make a response, then we either take credit or blame for the results of that choice.
所以我们在反应的时候，我们可以 为自己的事情来负责，或者是把它推给别人。We
don't blame circumstances or other people.
不把它推给我们的环境，或者是别人。We
need to realize that our behavior is a function of our decisions, not our conditions.
我们要知道我们的选择，是我们的 选择不是因为我们的环境，而是我们自己所做出来的选择。So
let's look at how God shows us when we are wrong.
所以让我们来看看，当我们错的时候，神会怎么样告诉我们。As
Christians, He shows us through the Holy Spirit.
第一个，神会借着圣灵来告诉你。And
He said, Jesus said in John chapter 16, verse 8, when He, the Holy Spirit, comes, He will convict the world of guilt in regard to sin and righteousness and judgment.
约翰福音第16章第8节这么说：圣灵既来了，就要叫世人为罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己。So
when I say or do something wrong, and I just like, oh man, I really blew it.
所以当我做错的时候，我自己会反省，圣灵会告诉我说：“你真的是做错了。”
I know it's the Holy Spirit working in my life and showing me that I've done wrong.
当我有心里面有那个愧疚的时候，我知道是神 的圣灵来指教我。
God can also show us through other people.
神也会透过其他的人来告诉我们，你错了。
After David had sinned, Nathan the prophet came and confronted him.
在旧约里面，我们看到刚刚所提到的大卫王犯奸淫罪的事情，最后先知拿单来告诉他。
Sometimes the accountability of a true friend who will come and talk to us and help us in a situation.
有时候神也会透过我们一个真挚的朋友，一个真好的真正的朋友来告诉我们，我们该负的是什么责任。
When someone does that, please don't just say, "Hey, you're not perfect. I'm not going to listen to you." Realize that God may have sent them to talk to you.
所以当别人来告诉你的时候，你要你要感恩，你要仔细的思想，是神借用这样一个人来告诉你什么功课。
And sometimes, if we will ask God, He will show us our fault ourselves.
有时候我们也向神祈求，让神来告诉我们，或者是让我们知道我们的错在哪里。
Good prayers in Psalms 139:23. Search me, O God, and know my heart.Test me and know my anxious thoughts.
像诗篇139篇所说的神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念。
And then the next thing we want to talk about is how should we respond when we are wrong?
第二个方面，我们来看看我们要如何的，当我们做错的时候，我们该如何的正确的反应。
You know sometimes that we are the one to blame, we are entirely to blame?
有时候是完完全全是我们的错。
So we know we've blown it, what do we do?
当那是我们的错的时候，我们怎么做？
First thing is to confess it to God and ask for forgiveness.
第一个是我们向神悔罪，求神的原谅。
We read in Psalms how David felt when he did not confess and what he went through.
我们刚刚看到大卫王当初他不向神悔罪的时候，他向神悔罪的时候，神给他的境况是什么样子
？And we have this promise in 1 John 1:9 that if we confess our sins, He, meaning God, is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
约翰福音第一章，约翰一书第一章九节说。我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
So this is a prayer like what I would pray.
所以当我自己要为这个过错负责的时候，我是这样祷告的。
God, when I said or did whatever it was, I confess that I was wrong. Please forgive me.
神啊，当我说了或是做了下面的哪一个错事，我承认这些是我的过错，求你原谅我。
But we also need to confess to those we have wronged and ask them for forgiveness.
除了向神悔罪以外，我们也要向这些我们所触犯的人来祈求原谅。
Years ago, in one of the churches I pastored, there was a lady there who had done something wrong to another person, and she said, "I've asked God for forgiveness. That's good enough."
前几年我听到一个人这样讲说，当我犯错的时候，我告诉，我求神的原谅，那就够了。
I said, "Well, I'm sorry to tell you, Deb, but you really need to go and ask this person for forgiveness too. That's what the Bible tells us."
Yeah.我就指出跟那个人讲说这不是全对啊，这你还必须要去找到你所触犯的那个人，求那个人的原谅，不是只有求神的原谅而已。
So you can say something like, whoever it was, when I said or did this, I was wrong. Would you please forgive me?
所以我们可以跟那个对方说某某某，我做了什么对不起你的事情，求你原谅。
Don't make excuses, just ask for forgiveness.
不要用什么其他的借口，就是直截了当的求那个人原谅你。
One of our grandsons has a really hard time saying, "I was wrong, I'm sorry."
我也在我的孙子身上看到 他不太愿意来承认他的错误。
And it is harder for some people than for other people.
要向别人承认错误，对某些人来说是相当的困难，比起其他的人。
So if he takes a toy from his brother and he's not supposed to, his mother will say, "Hey, William, what do you say?"
所以当他，比如说我这个孙子，当他抢他的这个弟兄的玩具的时候，然后我太太跟他讲说：“哎，你怎么这样子？”
You know what he says? Sorry.
孙子就说, Sorry.
That's not the way we're to do it when we talk to another person. We need to be truly sorry and truly mean it and ask for forgiveness.
当然我们去找对方，求对方原谅的时候，你不可能是像这样子，毫无真正的后悔。
What about when it's partially our fault, but not entirely our fault?
但如果是有时候双方都有过错，怎么办？
We basically do the same thing as we just talked about, confess it to God and ask for forgiveness, and confess it to the other person and ask for forgiveness.
我给大家的忠告是，你所做的要跟第一点一样，求神的原谅，再去求那个人的原谅。
Don't say, "I was wrong in what I did, but so were you."
不要跑到对方那儿说， 是的，我对不起你，但是呢，你也一样对不起我。
And also don't say, "In fact, it was really more your fault than mine."
更别在那边计算，说是你错的比我还多。
Years ago, my father ran a summer camp, and after he died, I said I would direct that camp for a year.
数年前，我的父亲是在管一个基督徒营地的。
My father directed a camp, and I said I would direct it for a year after he died.
Oh, you did, or you said you will?
I did.
Steve的父亲过世以后，就管了那个营地，管了几年。
Wouldn't you know it, that was the year they changed the director of the camp.
有一年他们换了这个 camp 的 director， 管主管。
He came in with this long list of new rules and new ideas and no warning, just said, "Here, you have to do all this stuff."
所以那个新来的主管就列了许多新的法则，没有事先通知我们。
And I didn't respond like I should have.
所以我对他 我对这些新的法则的反应就是爱理不理。
And so I had to, didn't have to, I decided to call him and ask for forgiveness.
最后我决定我来向他求原谅。
The problem was it wasn't all my fault and I knew it. I knew he was a lot to blame in the way he'd done things and the things that he had requested.
我心里面很清楚说这不完全是我的错，因为 这个新的主管一进来，他没有用适当的方法来告诉所有的员工这些新的做心理的准备，就马上颁布这些新的这法则要我们来实行。So
I got on the phone and called him and said, "Dwayne, you know, God showed me that I was wrong in my attitudes and my actions, and I just called to ask you to forgive me."
所以我就打电话给他，我就说，某某某，这个，请你，我这些态度不对，怎么样，请你原谅我。
Do you know what I expected?
你知道我所原来期望的他只会回答吗？
I expected him to say, "Well, I was wrong too. Would you forgive me?"
我期望他说，我也有错，求你也原谅我。
It didn't happen.
结果事情并没有这样子发展。
All he said was in kind of a super spiritual way, "Sure, I'll forgive you."
他用一个好像非常属灵的口气说：“当然了，我可以原谅你。”That's
all. And I realized that God doesn't hold me accountable for what the other person does; rather, He just holds me accountable for what I do.
最后我明了，神， 并没有要我们来为别人如何反应而负责，神要的是我们自己该如何反应。
And then the third one is when it's not our fault, but somehow we feel that it is.
第三个是当那个不是我们的错误，但有时候我们会感觉到说这个好像我们也要负担一部分的责任。
You don't have to talk to people very long to find out that those who parents divorced often feel like they were to blame for their parents' divorce.
比如说你在这个离婚，家里有离婚这种情况的孩子里面，你可以常常听到这样的，或者感觉到这样的这种情形。
And it's not really true at all.
他们常常感觉到是因为他们做错了什么造成他们父母的离婚。
We heard just a couple weeks ago at another church a story about a junior high girl whose mother committed suicide and she was blaming herself because her mother committed suicide.
像前一阵子我从另外一个教会听到有一个女孩子的妈妈自杀了，那这个女孩子非常的自责，觉得说自己是不是做错了什么。
It wasn't her fault at all.
但事实上他妈妈的自杀跟他没有关系。
And many people have been abused mentally, physically, psychologically, sexually, and it hasn't been their fault.
就像我们在社会里面常常看到，甚至我们自己认识，在家里面，受到各样的，因为家庭关系里面所受到的，不管是言语上的、身体上的，甚至这个性上面的这个侵犯的。
And for some reason, maybe various reasons, they feel like it is.
那很多这些受害者他们会觉得说他有责任。
And if this is your situation, any of the things I mentioned, you may need to get some help, but you need to come to the place to accept that it was not your fault.
如果你就是这种身上带着这样一个沉重负担的人，你需要一些帮助，但是我希望今天能够帮助你，今天你能够知道说这不是你的错。
And then we need to do like I talked about last time and decide to respond and not react.
所以我们要决定来正确的回应，而不是靠着这个血肉之勇来反应。
And ask God to help you to have victory.
求神让我们在这件事情上面有得胜。
I listened to a series of sermons by another pastor this summer, and he used a quote I had not heard before, and he simply said, God wants you to be a victor, not a victim.
这个暑假我听了两位牧师讲了一系列关于这个主题，就是我要在这些事件里面，神要我们成为一个得胜者，而不是一个victim. Victim 就受害者。Yeah.
I was going to give him credit, but then I found out looking online there are two books by that title, and a whole bunch of people quote what's just a popular saying today.
所以我原来以为这个牧师有很多的洞见很多的这个看得很清楚，但是后来才发现早就已经有两本书出版了关于这个主题。
And so I would encourage you to say this, by God's grace, I will be a victor, not a victim.
所以我要这些弟兄姐妹们，如果你在心里面有这些长期或者家庭里面当年的阴影在你身上我要你说靠着神的恩典我要成为一个得胜者，而不是一个受害者。
Now my slide victim is on there, so it's not my fault. Just thought I'd see if you're awake.
原来牧师这个投影片上下面还有一个字叫是这个受害者，但是没有出来，所以不是他的责任。
It's that stupid computer program.
是怪这个 PowerPoint 这个 program.
So maybe God had it happen for a reason.
也许神有他的美意，让这个最后那个字不出现。
But in these situations, we do not take the responsibility for doing any wrong. That's not the responsibility we take.
所以, 我们不需要为我们不是我们所做的事情来负责。
Listen closely. We take the responsibility of responding as God would have us to respond.
好, 所以大家清清楚。 我们是有责任的, 因为神, 只要神要我们正确回应的事情, 我们是有责任的。
There are many, many Christians who have great testimonies how they were hurt in horrible ways. It was not their fault, but God helped them, and He gave them a great blessing because they did. They were the victor, not the victim.
我们也看到有许许多多的好的见证,基督徒好的见证。 他们在曾经受过不同的伤害,但是他们最后是胜利者,而不是一直停留在那种受害者的心态里面。
And if we don't take the responsibility to respond how God wants, this cycle can go on and on and on and on.
如果你不这样子做,不担当起你自己的责任的话, 你可能会在这个恶性的循环里面。
Many people who were hurt at a young age go through life hurting others, who in turn hurt others, who hurt others, who hurt others, because that cycle is not broken.
我们看到有些人他小时候受过伤害，他长大以后他就用同样的去要去伤害别人，然后那个被伤害的人又继续这样子做，我们就看到这个无穷的恶性循环在里面。
So I challenge that if you've been wronged and it was not your fault, it's time to break that cycle with God's help. It's time to become the victor and not the victim.
所以如果你自己深受其害在这个恶性循环里面，今天就是你打破这个循环的时间。
Then let's look last at how God responds when we take the responsibility.
最后，我们看神会如何的反应呢？如果我们
He forgives.
他会原谅我们。
He blesses.
他会祝福我们。
In Psalms 32 here, David is talking about how happy he was because he was forgiven, because he confessed.
诗篇32篇大卫王说到，当他赦罪，他认罪以后，他的 所感受到的这个快乐，他这样说：“得赦免其过，遮盖其罪的，这人是有福的。”
Snoopy and Charlie Brown do a happy dance because it's Friday, but we ought to do a happy dance because we are forgiven.
就像这个卡通一样，这两个人在那边欢欣雀跃，我们今天也是要为我们能够有正确的回应来欢欣雀跃。
He also restores us to right relationships with other people.
神也帮助我们，让我们恢复到与人正确的关系。
He gives us peace.
给我们平安。
He brings unity.
也把合一带到这个教会里面。
Now it doesn't take aerospace engineer to know that these are far better than the problems that come when we do not confess and do not take care of problems and take our part of the blame.
所以当我们愿意照神的话语去做的时候，我们就看到这个结果是比我们不愿意接受神的话语，那结果要好的太多。
Well, things are going to go wrong in our lives. We are going to make mistakes and we're going to make wrong decisions.
我们知道生活生命里面，我们永远会碰到困难问题，我们也会犯错，我们也会做错误的决定。
So what choice will you make?
所以下次你碰到同样的问题的时候，你要怎么样来选择？
Will you say it's not my fault and blame others?
你是要归罪给别人呢？
Or will you say I will take responsibility?
还是说我要负起我该负的责任？
So if you've been wronged by others and it wasn't your fault, will you choose also to live the life of a victim or a victor?
当别人来触犯你的时候, 你是愿意选择做一个得胜者，还是要继续做一个受害者？
If we make the right choice and ask God for help through the power of the Holy Spirit, we can do what He wants us to do, and we can have the attitudes that He desires us to.
如果你愿意照神去做，神就会用他的圣灵来帮助你。
So the next time you hear yourself say, "It's not my fault,"
当你下次心里面的声音想说这不是我的错的时候，你知道该如何反应。